So we're not looking in from the outside. It's not like a sort of bird's eye view of the body. It's much more that we're very deeply inhabiting the body as we go through it. And what you'll find will happen is that your mind will wander. This is what minds do. So that's why I say the body scan is a practice where we keep bringing the mind back. So every time you notice that you've wandered, you just think, ah, I've wandered, and you come back to whichever part of the body we're inhabiting. So you try to bring an attitude of kindliness, gentleness, tenderness, and just seeing that wandering is normal, and you can keep calling the mind back rather than thinking, oh no, I've done it wrong, I've wandered off. The other thing that may well happen is that you go to sleep, and again, this is quite normal, probably a lot of us are tired. But you'll only know you've gone to sleep when you've woken up again. So that moment where you know you've been asleep is in fact a moment of awareness. So anything that happens we can catch as moments of awareness. So to begin with, let's be aware of the points of contact between the body and the floor. The contact between the back of the head, back of the shoulders, various parts of the back of the body will be in touch with the floor, and some parts will be gently arched away from the floor, just being aware of that. There's the buttocks, the sacrum, the triangular bit of bone at the bottom of the spine that rests on the floor when we're lying down. There'll be the backs of the legs, if our legs are stretched out. And the heels, with the feet falling out to the side. And if we've got the knees bent, then just feeling the contact between the soles of the feet and the floor. And we can have the arms either stretched out at the side of the body, hands palm upwards, or we can have them resting lightly on the body, hands palm downwards, just whichever is more comfortable. And if at any point during the body scan you get very uncomfortable and feel you need to move, then that's fine. Just moving gently, perhaps rolling over onto your side. So just to remember that it's an awareness practice, not an endurance practice.